You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Into the second hour. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting, and we're talking Bill in Wisconsin has a second point to make to us. Yeah, go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, anyway, the LaRouche pack, you can go to LaRouche.org, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They do not have the confidence that you do in Queen Elizabeth II. Okay.
I didn't express confidence in her. I'm just saying who is the most alert. She's actually 10 times more alert than most of the politicians in the parliament. And it's interesting if she will intervene this time, because we're at a serious constitutional crisis. But go ahead anyway.
Well, I call her the old bat in the hat. And I don't know why the British people will, do without heat, do without a lot of things so that they can maintain their multiplicity of palaces all over, the country. Her husband there, Prince Philip, is notorious for making the statement that if he ever came back after death, he wanted to come back as a very terrible disease to wipe out human population. What that family has done, I've heard that they take, transfusions of blood from youth and little children and so forth. That's the reason why they have such longevity. She is... terrible individual. She not only, checks over everything that Parliament does, she runs all of the countries in the Commonwealth. And, to the detriment.
Well, she's the titular head. No, but that's the British. Britain, unfortunately, I just explained this, does not have a written constitutional, but have heaps of bits and pieces of constitutional law. But she's the constitutional head of state, and it's up to the British people to change that. But let me tell you what their real name is. They call themselves the Windsors. Their real name is the Saxe-Coburg-Gotha Company. I'll repeat that. The Saxe-Coburg-Gotha family. Oh, no, German, yeah. And they changed their name. Well, let me tell you why they changed it. They changed their name after World War II, because the German planes bombing Britain were Gotha, made in the Gotha factory in Germany. So they had to change their name. It's that bad. Okay, go ahead.
No, there, I don't think, titular is the correct. I think she's running the whole show. And it's not good. And MI6, MI5, along with the Mossad has been, and the CIA has been doing a lot of damage in our country. So,
I agree with you on that 100%, That's basically one single security agency, the Mossad, the CIA, and MI5, MI6, SA, that's basically one single security agency, which are out of control, by the way.
Right. And this guy in New Zealand supposedly spent 90 days in Israel. So, I think he's, a plant of the intelligence services there to cause them to lose their gun rights.
But God help the New Zealanders. They've also signed up to the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which means they are under the thumb of multinational corporations. They basically
In it. Okay, Trump likes to say we've pulled out of it, but everybody that he has got in there, whether it's Lighthizer, Steve Mnuchin, they are, you know, all of these people are Council on Foreign Relations. They're all part of the deep state. And I threw out this opinion on Michael Rivero's show the other day that I think Barr and Mueller, caused by their complicity in saying that Trump had no collusion, and I don't believe he did, but now they have him completely in their hip pocket, and he's going to do everything that they want for the deep state. You know he's all for Israel, so I don't think it's any better. Trump-wise, I think it's worse, and away we go.
Oh, yeah. Indeed, and Trump's son-in-law, Kushner, is an associate of George Soros. So it's absolutely disgusting. Okay.
Well, listen, I love your bumper music, especially Mr. Axel Pilk.
There's three pieces we use of that. But play that back. Play the full piece back on Strangers on the Shore. What's the second and the third one? But Moon River and the other one. But and the first one, that's the first piece that we play on this program, is called Soul Coaxing. It's always relevant. That's why I used it. But that's what we're trying to do.
How old are you?
I'm in the mid 60s now. I won't release my exact
age. I'm older than you, and so I kind of appreciate that, Mr. Ackerbilt.
Oh, it's very good. We'll stick that on. Okay. Well, thank you. Talk to you soon. Okay.
All right. Okay. You bet.
Very good. Right. Take care. Yeah. No, he's right about. I was highlighting that the Queen is a very alert woman. And she has far more moxie and general. It's known that she's anti the EU. That's why he's giving her a fair hearing of that. But they're absolutely filthy rich. They're part of the Rothschild wealth network, et cetera, et cetera. But it's this, even if they didn't have her there, they'd have some rotten president of the Republic of Britain. I mean, where do you go? But it's just tradition running on there, you know. But the politicians have all the power they need. It's just they're gutless, bought and paid for pimps, just like the medical profession. And that's the core problem. But the piece I read out today, I had to read it out because it's a mega, mega festering crisis now in Britain. It's a multi-level constitutional crisis of a government that's nearly in collapse. But and Brexit nearly in collapse as well. But skip to another thing because it's brought us on there about what we're talking about. Janet Phelan is a mature writer for Activist Post, and she has a video on, and the title of her article is Janet Phelan on the Crisis in Judicial Integrity in America. Janet Phelan on the Crisis in Judicial Integrity. That's in activistpost.com, and look at her video. It's very, very good. But in this, this is a brief header. I don't have the article as such because it's mostly 90% it's a video. But she said, in this presentation in the AAAPG conference on guardianship abuse in Tampa, Florida, this past February, Janet Phelan lays out the facts concerning the human rights crisis that confronts Americans when they attempt to access the legal system and how the judiciary has been financially and thus ethically compromised. Well, the entire American system is entrapped. We have, she asserts, the best legal system money can buy, meaning the judges are bought and paid for as well. She suggests that the remedy would be of necessity involve investigating and publication of the widespread judicial money laundering scandal, which is emerging in the center of our broken society. She's saying that the family law courts in America, the judges are being paid through loans that they don't have to pay off. And it's they're given loans, and the loans are paid off by a third party, which means that they can't be traced from money laundering. But she is exposing that, and she's putting herself at risk. And this is the one key way they pay judges off, by bribing them through artificial loans that are paid by the third party. Actually, the people paying out the loan is usually the one who pays it off. But Janet Phelan, she's her video is only 15 minutes. It's well worth looking at. She's exposing exactly the same thing as going on in Britain. The family courts are private and sealed. There's no public access to the family courts. And child stealing is going on a colossal scale in Britain. Christopher Booker of the Daily Telegraph tried to raise this many, many times. And then his own paper, The Telegraph, used to be the anchor, serious quality. The Times of London had a reputation for years, but The Telegraph was supposedly the paper, but it's now a gutless, cowering brag as far as I'm concerned. And one of the few writers of any credence left there is Christopher Booker. He's getting on in years now. He must be nearly 80. And he has been laying out for years, 20 years, the flaws in the European Union. And he and Richard E. North are the definitive experts. They've written several books on it, on the European Union. And they've written the only proven method of Britain to safely get out of the European Union. It's called Flexit, F-L-E-X-I-T. If you want to work with it, look it up on the internet or eureferendum.org, .com. It's Flexit, and that is the only coherent thing. And the government refused to use Richard North as an advisor because he had worked for UKIP and for Nigel Farage. That's how stupid they are. But the other article related to this is a general article on Natural News saying the most epic media failure in US history. And they're saying that there is a pall of smoke hanging over the left side of the internet today. The disappointment is palpable. How is it possible? They're asking. We are so certain that the President of the United States was a traitor, that Hillary Clinton didn't lose the 2016 election because she was the worst candidate in modern history, but because Trump and the Russians worked together to steal it, which is also rubbish. They're being sarcastic, and that's just a presumptive header of this. And this article by Rick Moran, republished from DJ Media. That's not me, someone else. He said, it's like election night in November 16 all over again. And this article was written just this week, March 27th. Once again, leftist delusions have been shattered, this time by a punitive ally. Special Counsel Robert Mueller turned over every rock, looked under every nook and cranny of the Trump campaign, and concluded that no member of that organization, including the candidate Trump, worked with the Russians to influence the 2016 race. Well, was this a 2 years investigation? $30 million. Thus, the 675 days spent investigating dubious scenario is over. What does Mueller have to show for it? He got various Trump aides on lying to the FBI and sleazeball Paul Manafort on some other crimes unrelated to collusion. But like any good little bureaucrat, he carefully documented all the work he did. 2,800 subpoenas, 500 search warrants, and more than 230 orders for communication records, and 13 requests to foreign governments for evidence, and 500 witness interviews. Well, imagine this, and I think I have an article further down. This Christopher Steele carry-on colluding with the British Secret Service and the Clinton campaign to overturn Trump's election chances had to be the biggest interference in an American election ever, ever. And it was not mentioned. That's how bent and crooked the system is. All told, Mueller spent $13 million. In truth, Congress probably spends close to that amount on Kleenex to blow its nose. So in the grand scheme, of a $4 trillion budget, it's a piddling amount. More to the point was the reason that the money was spent in the first place. Partisans like Justice Department and the FBI were concerned that all these Russian running around Washington during the campaign must be up to something, and some of the people working on the Trump campaign had long-standing ties to Russia, or in the case of Paul Manafort, Russians sympathizing Ukrainians. Put two and two together, and in a dash of Trump hatred, a dollop of Democratic partisanship, a pinch of wishful thinking, and stir up the collusion was born. Okay. It's a bit trivial, that article. But they're just acknowledging the end of the Mueller investigation. Okay. And not to mention the deluge of articles about the Green New Deal. I find it hard to weigh into it. It's and all these little snowflakes running around thinking they discovered the Dead Sea Scrolls, and this appalling, I mean, it's shocking the way these children are manipulated through Facebook. And I'm coming to a series article on that further down again today. It said the totality of the Green New Deal spectacle in America is precisely in line with the global elite's plan to force sustainable development upon the entire world. In the club statement below, they state, "We know the facts, we have the solutions we need, we just need the political will. The purpose of the Green New Deal movement is specifically to develop the political will to implement the solutions." to weaponize and to take people over. And the recent tweet that spilled the beans of the Club of Rome support is pictured below. Now, the Club of Rome have their own tweet account. The Club of Rome, this is what they're saying, deems the students' concern to be utterly justified and calls on governments to listen to the call for urgent action to young people. This is the Club of Rome calling these children out on the streets to protest against all the horror stories that we told about polar bears dying, etc., and the ice disappearing, which is total lies. But an even more disturbing story. Insurance companies are now cancelling policies of conservatives who post pro-Trump messages on their social media. Right? Be warned. Now, and Ethan Huff is tackling this subject and showing this disgusting creature, Zuckerberg. What you choose to share with the world on your social media accounts could directly impact how much you pay for insurance, or even if you're allowed to have insurance coverage at all. Well, new reports, sorry about the noise, new reports warn that people need to be extra cautious about posting pictures or videos that might be perceived as them engaging in high-risk activities. And some insurance companies are now actively scouring social media for anything they can find like this to deny people coverage. People who travel a lot could wake up one day to discover that their home insurance has been cancelled, for instance, as their houses are deemed to be at higher risk of burglary. The same is true for adventure seekers who climb the Brooklyn Bridge to take a selfie and who could thus see the life insurance policy get terminated. National News has also received reports of conservatives who are seeing their home's insurance policy cancelled for sharing pro-Trump information online. As such, activity was found by some insurance carriers to, brace yourself, increase the risk of a home invasion or attack by domestic terrorist group Antifa. Well, the Democrats set up Antifa, especially for claims they look into social media, look to see if someone's driving a motorcycle without a helmet or posting pictures drinking and smoking, warns Durante Pereira, senior vice president of IT consulting group, blah blah blah, whatever over there. For more ridiculous news like this, be sure to check out the Twisted News. Okay, so that's an entertaining site. But just one more reason to ditch social media, or at least go anonymous. This is what happens when people sacrifice their privacy in exchange for popularity and trendiness, bearing every social detail of their lives online and the entire world. It might seem cool for a while, but in the end, it's almost always had consequences, including loneliness, depression, and it's an important note. I read a very brief article out there a minute ago. This young group of snowflakes, they're called the youngest generation, have been absolutely destroyed by their emotional development and mental development by cell phones, tablets, and the social media manipulation of them. The good news, he says in this article, is that not all hope is lost. It's still possible to delete your social media accounts permanently, which in time will eliminate them from being accessed and searched by search engine spiders. Well, US immigration are demanding to know what people's social media accounts, names are, etc. Again, but it says you can also change your name on platforms like Facebook and Instagram to an alias that won't link you to true identity. At least right now, there's no requirement that a person has to use social media at all. Okay, we're at the first break of the second hour. And we should be back in a few minutes.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, we're coming back in, just chatting there to Ken about all this carry-on. And I was saying to him, and there are some good news stories out there about like the exposure of Mueller to be what he is, and that thing alone is a massive story. And then add that to 2 years by 365 days, by 24 hours a day, absolutely mind-numbing crap from CNN and the likes of them about quoting every word from Mueller as if it was tablets of stone, like the Dead Sea Scrolls or Moses coming down from the mountains. He's an absolute hardcore criminal, that's what he is. And to admit that this was a total sham inquiry, totally. But just like everything else, Big Pharma, the vaccinations, the 5G, and smart meters are all a planned attack on us to wipe us out. And these lined up on the sites promoting this, these idiot Democrats and a fair few Republicans as well, who are bought and paid for and are going to have to be dealt with. But this is not going to be dealt with by writing letters or voting this way or that way. It is out. You have to stand up and take your country back in 100 different ways. And there's no, it's as John Sam said, nobody wants to see blood running in the streets, but it's going to end that way. It's going to end that way. But I'll pick out a relevant story on the group, the vast pile of stuff I have here, as I could do 50 hours non-stop here, the amount of stuff I have every week. It's a smart meter, so, I think it's, I'll keep it going here now. Yeah, the treasonous left will suffer at the brutal loss of the coming civil war. Yeah, that's the one. I'll go to that one next. It's relevant. Where are we now? We'll have a short run to the bottom of the hour. I'll come to it after that. And then at the top of the third hour, I will read out John Whitehead's latest article. It's 2,800 words, but I'll start it at the top of the third hour because it's a long article. But one of the other articles that's in hand here is the CEOs of Google, Facebook, and Twitter and YouTube should be going to prison over complicity with the Russian collusion hoax. Well, you have to take a series of cases. I've been involved in advising people on legal certain things that I'm good at. But the key thing that they are publishers of information. They're publishing your stuff, their stuff, and all sorts of stuff, propaganda lies. And publishers have to work, certainly in Britain, under the libel laws. And it's an absolute libel. They have to be proven to be publisher number one, proving that they're lying, and then proven that they are libeling people. And then you can nail them in that order. I believe that's the right sequence. Going through this, somebody on something else recently, but rowing and going after two public utilities here on my own. But people who are suffering the same thing wouldn't have the guts to speak up. But I've beaten one of them so far, the electricity one. But then move on to water, and that's a big one here in Britain, water charges. But this article at Zero Hedge. I'll come to them after the break. It is saying that Lance D. Johnson is saying it's not simply enough to utilize an antitrust laws and break apart the giant tech monopolies. Well, that's up to Chip. They should be broken into 100 pieces. That's the way to deal with Google, Facebook, and Twitter, et cetera, et cetera. But and that's up to Trump. Yet these entities have exploited human psychology and now control 90% of the flow of information online. But it's their manipulative censorship practices that should be brought to light and their executives brought to justice. The CEO of these tech companies should be arrested and indicted because they were all complicit in the Russian collusion hoax and the manipulative censorship of independent media that was implemented in the cooperation with the Russian collusion narrative, which was just a total lie. These social media giants have used the Russian collusion hoax to come up with algorithms that weed out Russian bots and all the conservatives and dissenting ideas that spread on social media. By shadow banning, demonizing, and banning opposition viewpoints, these social media giants have used censorship tactics to pollute American democracy and manipulate future elections. Well, the BBC, I noticed distinctly, are doing that all the time. And they said the tech giants use the Russian collusion hoax to censor conservatives and promote liberal agendas on social media. Well, we're getting it up to our lower lip during this Brexit thing. Right? The Remainers are absolutely vile. Left-wing lefties, globalists. On the lower class, they're left-wing socialists. On the upper level, they are the wealthy to-do sponsored people, be it a government job or a multinational job. They're all Remainers. But people who were tradesmen and have built their own business in a trade or a profession, have worked on their own, they are all the people who are Brexiteers and understanding what freedom and liberty is about. But the typical classic tactic of the left and the people who write for The Independent and The Guardian and London are scum. They deny the facts when it suits them. They just edit out the facts. Latinos do that as well. Okay, we're at the bottom of the hour break, and we'll be back with two good articles after the break. Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Okay, and we're coming back in from the bottom of the outbreak. And as we were saying, all these things lead up to a logical conclusion. But there is an awakening, as we were saying to Ken there. And there is a big awakening going on in America. I've heard this so many times before, but this time it's real. And Ken is saying it there in Texas. I'm over in the UK, where there's a partial awakening. Although it's pretty big. But the reason we had Tom DeWeese on again there a few weeks ago, the third time, I checked with him how his journey was going as he was talking to groups around the America with his new book on sustainability. And he said, this is a massive change. People are standing up asking the questions like we're asking here on RBN about, they know there's something very wrong on multiple levels. And he got this at every meeting, which was very good to hear. It really, really was. So that confirms that. But Mike Adams is writing on March 28th. That's pretty up to date. Saying analysis, why the treasonous left will suffer a brutal loss in the coming civil war as power, water, and food supply lines are cut by the rural patriots defending America. Yeah, well, the government will be doing some of that as well. But Prepper's only... Vincent Finelli was saying, I heard on one of his programs there, I only hear bits of his program from time to time. None of us can really hear 27 broadcasts on RBN. We can't listen to all our programs, only some of the time. But Finelli, who's been a long-time Prepper, and there's one very good guy on, he's first rate on YouTube, which is a regular, almost daily broadcast, Prepper Nurse One. He's up there in New York State. Very experienced guy. I think he is a former medical nurse, but Prepper Nurse One. Look up his videos. They're quite short. They're quite good on all aspects. He has a channel, and you can dip into that. He's very good and very genuine, and somebody tried to wipe him out recently by staging a phone SWAT attack on him, swatted as they call it, saying that he was in his house having killed his wife and he's going to kill the police. And luckily, one of the rangers, highway patrol guys who knew him and who knew he had looked after his son as a medical guy, knew that this could not be true. And otherwise, he could have been wiped out because he got a phone call from the police. No police outside. Come out of your house with your hands up immediately. And he looked out, no police visible, but he lives in a forestry area in New York State. And he phoned back as they gave him the option to do, and he explained. And then he finally went outside, and then it was the highway patrol came in first. Otherwise, probably the police would have wiped him out. But that was a really nasty attack on a man telling the truth. And he's a very good advisor on prepping. He's been living like that for years and years and years, not isolationist as such, as a community of people. But Finelli was saying there recently, last 3 months, that he now believes that he's not heavily involved in the Prepper movement now, but it's just in his own life, that hardly 0.01% of people in America know about prepping or have done any prepping. Very few people have the money anyway. But if the EMF attack, that is, imagine trillions and trillions spent on unnecessary foreign wars on behalf of Israel. All those Middle East escapades were on behalf of Israel. And no hardened grid in America. No hardened grid. And this Prepper Nurse guy said it would take 10 years or more, much more, to harden the grid in America. So America is standing there naked. You know, all the weapons you like. But an EMP attack will wipe out America and wipe out 75% of the population probably in a month if the power goes down. But this, in the same vein, that's why I'm leading into this article, which the title is Why the Treasonous Left Will Suffer Brutal Loss in the Coming Civil War as Power, Water and Food Supply Lines Are Cut by Rural Patriots Defending America. Well, it's the government who will do the most of the cutting. Civil War II is rapidly emerging as it's an inevitable reality, given that deranged leftists have now conveniently demonstrated they cannot coexist with anyone else in civil society. Left-wing operatives, lawmakers, fake news journal terrorists, and deep state actors are lawless liars, frauds, hoaxers, and destroyers of civilization. They steal elections, push fake news narratives, brainwash the public with deliberate lies, and indoctrinate children with hatred for their own country. They are pedophiles, child traffickers, charlatans, and tyrants. The left, as I've said before, is a suicide cult, and they will not stop until they have criminalized, marginalized, or mass murdered everyone who opposes their authoritarian rule. As I face it, 2 years ago you wouldn't have believed this, but now you know it's true. As deranged and dangerous as leftists have become, stopping them in a civil war scenario is technically simpler than you might suppose. Our analysis finds that because leftists are concentrated in cities, and every city is a death trap that depends on outside supply lines for its continued existence, to defeat the anti-American leftist forces, pro-American forces don't even have to enter the cities. They would only need to cut off the cities from rural America, which is where all the resources come from to keep the cities alive. And he said, disclaimer one, this article is an analysis of events that seem likely to occur. This analysis should in no way be interpreted as an advocacy of actions of violence or sabotage against anyone. We hope for peace and pray that a civil war in America can be averted. Yet we also realize that the deranged left will stop at nothing and is incessantly pushing us towards conflict. This article is an analysis of how that may unfold, and if it is not stopped beforehand. Okay, stated plainly, rural America is where the water comes from. It's where the food is grown. The electricity is transported and the city's sewage is dumped. Your cities run by delusioned leftists seek to nullify the political power of rural America and rule over real America as authoritarian tyrants. This can only happen if rural America continues to supply cities with resources they need to function. That consent will likely be revoked in due course. Last year, I realized a documentary called Biosludged. Released a documentary called Biosludged. This film documents the irrefutable fact that every city in America exports its human sewage sludge to rural areas outside the city. The sewage sludge is dumped on farms, poisoning the countryside while allowing city liberals to pretend they are recycling and flushing out their toilets. Cutting off the export of city sewage sludge to rural areas would cause cities to fester in their own steaming piles of human you-know-what. And in cities like New York, those steaming piles would instantly flood into streets, spreading E. coli, cholera, and other diseases that would bring any city to its knees. In other words, if liberals had to deal with their own feces, their cities would collapse into third world status. San Francisco already has a head start in that program. By the way, thanks to the endless stream of homeless people crapping all over the streets of that great city, which now resembles an urban SHIT of Haiti. Run by liberals, every city will eventually collapse into third world status. In a civil war scenario, that process can be rapidly accelerated by disconnecting cities from rural imports and exports. Electrical substations that feed power to cities are the Achilles heel of liberal authoritarianism. And disclaimer two is read when they already. This is John Mike Adams talking. It is my analysis of what may come. I offer this as a warning, not as any form of advocacy for the actions described here. My hope is that this scenario can be avoided. Pray for peace, but be prepared for anything. During Civil War II, as he describes it, it would be a relatively simple matter for rural patriot Americans fighting for America and defending the Republic to take out the electrical substations that feed power to cities. These substations are not even defended by anything more than chain-link fences in most cases, and they happen to be extremely vulnerable to sabotage, which can disable delicate parts that require long wait times for resupply and repair. And he says, I was recently thinking of writing a fiction novel about the likely tactical scenarios that would unfold in an actual modern civil war. In my research, I ran across this outstanding article from Matt Bracken, a patriot and Trump supporter who has reached many of the same conclusions that I reached on all this. At AmericanPartisan.org. Bracken writes, okay, AmericanPartisan.org. And once this civil war is in full swing, the odds are high that the power grid itself will become the target of 10,000 attacks. In such a fluid, crazy quilt battle space as an all-out dirty civil war, shared infrastructure lines will run through both friendly and enemy territory. Every faction will have a veto on their downstream enemy's power grid and water supply. Food supplies that today are trucked from hundreds of thousands of miles away will disappear in this dangerous environment. Brainwashed Dunning-Kruger Democrats, he calls them, and their FALCI reinforcements might not enjoy living around evil and oppressed white devils very much today, but they are going to enjoy life without electricity, food, and clean water. And even less, they will discover that it is much easier to turn Minneapolis into Mogadishu than the reverse. Bracken, this guy writing this article that he's quoting, calls it a dirty civil war, and by that he means it's messy and chaotic. What Bracken recognizes is that the cities rapidly become uninhabitable without power, water, and food, and cutting off those supply lines to a city is a relatively simple matter for determined patriots working to take their country back from the left-wing traitors who are trying to overthrow America and destroy it with illegal immigration, massive coordinated voter fraud, disabling or denying the access of upstream dams, municipal-scale water pumps, electrical infrastructure, railways, and even bridges is not technically that difficult to determine forces fighting to defend America against domestic enemies. Imagine Los Angeles in a sustained power grid outage. Imagine EBT cards, food stamps, not air conditioning, no air conditioning, and no Wi-Fi. In 48 hours, LA collapses into a war zone, with police vastly outnumbered by armed gangs that go door to door, robbing, killing, and raping and pillaging. This is what liberal policies have demanded, of course. No police protection, no firearms for self-defense, no prosecutions of criminals if they happen to be minorities. Jesse Smollett, anyone? Without a power grid, Los Angeles collapses into something far worse than Venezuela. It becomes a cesspool of filth, lawlessness, and violence, which is exactly what leftists eventually produce when they are in charge of cities, states, or nations. Cutting off the power to Los Angeles would merely accelerate the process that's already underway, thanks to left-wing California policies that are rooted in lawlessness, socialism, and authoritarianism. Let's update my screen. Okay. Come to a caller when I finish this article. Lunatic left-wing cities, said they're especially vulnerable, like Los Angeles, are especially vulnerable, giving their large water volumes pumped over a mountain using very high electrical power that's brought in from remote locations. What happens to Los Angeles when power, water, and food are cut is a well-known scenario. Okay, it just goes on to say why socialism leads to authoritarianism and cannibalism. Okay, we have a caller, Glenn in Philadelphia. Hello, Glenn.
Good morning, PJ. Listening to this article about the rural folks cutting off the rural patriots, cutting off the supplies. Mm-hmm. My knee-jerk reaction was, okay, on the one hand, it's sort of a two-edged sword, or it could be a Hegelian dialectic thing going on here, because there's always sort of a cultural divide between the rural and the city dwellers, country folk and city folk and all. On the one hand, on the other hand, this could be something that could be misused, or a troll could use to we already have a sense of city dwellers holding those who live in the flyover state in contempt as being problematic. They're the ones who, through the Electoral College, spoil things for the
I've just been describing that. So, if any new point to add to that, I've just been describing all that. Yeah.
Okay. So on the one hand, I'm thinking that this stuff could be somewhat a valid warning. On the other hand, this could be used to inflame resentment. Or make people suspicious of preppers, suspicious of patriots.
Well, he's laying that out very clearly by putting out clarifications in the article. I'm only halfway through the article. That's why I'm taking a call. I want to finish it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I would have waited, sure. But, that was the main thing I see there. But as you said also, I think that people have to be far more concerned about tyrannical government agencies doing that sort of thing, more so than rural patriots. But anyway, all right, yeah, I would have waited. Yeah. I just wanted to get in the queue, so sorry about that.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, I'll finish this article out, and I'll talk to you sometime soon. Okay, go ahead. Okay, but anyway, Mike Adams is going out of his way, saying this is a scenario that can unfold, and he's put two or three different disclaimers in, saying that this is where we're headed unless drastic action is taken and people come to their senses, which is not likely to happen. But He said, history is clear. No matter how draconian an emergency decrees, new laws will not themselves restore the power grid or purify the pump the water or get food supplies chain moving again. They will require the end of a civil war and return to civility and the normal rule of law. Civil War II will be brutal in every corner of America. It will absolutely be absolutely catastrophic for the inhabitants of the Blue Hives when their sustenance is cut off. He's calling them Blue Hives, yeah. The hive mentality of the left. The Dunning-Kruger Democrats and the FACLI immigrants will not be able to eat socialist slogans and drink officially sanctioned rural hatred. Very good, yeah. Okay, we'll go to this break and we should be back in a few minutes.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
In with only you from Equable. But I just read this article by long article by Mike Adams plotting out where it's headed if major changes are not made very fast. America will, the left have now gone so berserk and insane with the Green New Deal, etc., etc. Absolute insanity. And what they're doing over abortion and vaccinations, etc., etc., etc. The title of this article is Analysis Why the Treasonous Left Will Suffer Brutal Loss in the Coming Civil War as Power, Water, and Food Supplies Lines Are Cut by Rural Patriots. Well, it'll be, as I say, many elements in government will be doing it, but the country and the military will probably divide into two or three different factions as well. Who's going to back who? But he's put several disclaimers in saying that this is put out as a warning to people what could happen. And he said, by the way, the exact same scenario unfolds in the aftermath will unfold in the aftermath of an EMP attack, right? Or severe solar flares that take out the power grid. As I was saying before, America does not have a hardened power grid. So what I'm actually describing here is not only a civil war scenario, it's also a warning about America's vulnerability to EMP weapons launched by foreign adversaries like Russia, China, and North Korea. We've already covered the belief that North Korea has already possesses orbiting nuclear warheads that pass directly overhead the United States every few hours and can be dropped into a trajectory, then detonated to produce a disastrous EMP effect that could take down almost most of the major cities in America. So you're reading this warning here. Keep in mind that civil war is only one of the many scenarios that could produce these results. Again, my hope is that we can avoid all of this, but things like space weather are completely outside human control and thus cannot be stopped, no matter what we do here on Earth. The sun, it turns out, is the great fusion power, societal reset machine in the sky. Sooner or later, a massive solar flare strikes our planet and fries all the electronics. NASA say the odds of that happening are roughly 12% every decade, or put more simply, 1% every year. Government research reports estimate a die-off rate of 90% of the U.S. population in the months following a grid-down solar flare or EMP weapon detonation. 90%. Amazing that ties in with what the UN are planning under sustainability to reduce the world's population by 90%. Okay. And he goes on to say in this article, just coming up to the top of the hour now, but I might get a finish, why socialism eventually leads to authoritarianism and cannibalism. Leftists can eat their socialist slogans, can't eat their socialist slogans, but in the right circumstances, they will likely turn to eating each other. Cannibalism is, of course, exactly what the deranged anti-American leftists have set up for themselves, since they work diligently to destroy the free market system that delivers food abundance in the first place. Okay, we're at the top of the hour. I'll be back in 2 minutes.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.